Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn all about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It started off as a crazy morning for me, so I'm glad that we're able to connect. Everyone, this is the magical DC love, and this is a name given to me by spirit. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. I'm a divine healer. I'm a Reiki master as well as a teacher, and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and every now and then, my fur baby Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that this was a beautiful divine connection. Joan has left the door open, and others from the other side have walked through that amazing space, and in doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It also provides me with the ability to relate and to work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, I had a work background, and it had been in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone and my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a innate body release practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, and many other kinds of practitioners. I'm a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I gain from my divine guidance to help other people gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can contact her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you have been looking for. So now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer, and it's entitled A Shower of Blessings, and it was written by Julie Geigel. Archangel Metatron, I call on you now to help me keep my vibration high throughout the day, because I know that when I am able to do this, I open up to the flow of blessings in my life. I now move into the art of allowing, and as I embrace anger, frustration, and sadness, I take a moment to be with those feelings by simply pausing, stopping whatever I am doing, and acknowledging the feeling. I breathe in deeply from the wellspring of love and light, and as I exhale, I imagine surrounding these feelings of angst with the healing energy of love. As I do this, these emotions slowly detach from my physical body and lose their power over me. I continue to breathe deeply and completely, watching these emotions float away like a balloon and dissolve into thin air. As my vibration returns to its natural state of order, love and forgiveness, I am showered with blessings untold. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for helping me to remember who I am and why I came here. By the grace of God, it is so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And with that being said, I have a couple other little messages here. But I'd like to say that we were under flood watch in my area last night, and it lasted into the evening. But today, the streets around me, a lot of them are still flooded. So as I was just putting out to the people like in our area that live around me, we did have a flash flood warning. And I was just joking, and putting out there, does anyone have an ark I can borrow? But I really learned so much about life from Noah's Ark. Don't miss the boat. Remember that we are all in the same boat. Plan ahead. And it wasn't raining when Noah did build the ark. Stay fit. And when you're really old, someone may ask you to do something really big. Don't listen to critics. Just get on with the job that needs to be done. Build your future on high ground. For safety's sake, travel in pairs. And speed isn't always an advantage. The snails were on board with the cheetahs. And when you're stressed, float a while. Remember, the Ark was built by amateurs and the Titanic by professionals. So no matter the storm, when you are with God, there is always a rainbow waiting. So even though, Barbara, I was jokingly putting out there, does anyone have an Ark? There's a lot that you can learn, of course, from Noah's Ark. So I thought that was really cute. And I do have a message from Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. I am with you and ready to catch you when you fall. When life gets tough, pray. When life is joyous, pray. Do not mourn bad decisions. They can be overcome with good decisions you make. And do not be afraid to make a mistake, because mistakes are proof that you are trying. Do not be afraid of inspiration. I have given you talents that I want you to use. Remind yourself, you do not have to do what everyone else is doing. Your thoughts become your words. Where the mind goes, man will follow. I have a plan for you. I am aware of your wants and your desires. Decide today that you won't give up on your dreams. Keep pushing forward. Know that I am with you. I want you to succeed. Whatever you believe about yourself on the inside will manifest on the outside. Without dreams, we cannot accomplish anything. And without love, we don't feel anything. Everything comes from love. Where love exists, great things happen. I love you because of who you are, not because of anything that you've done. And when you choose to love as I love, it sets you free. Never lose faith. I love you too much to ever leave you. And make up your mind that you will not give up until your dreams come to fruition. Stay strong, knowing that I am working with you right now. And you will see that all happens in divine timing. I care about everything that concerns you, beloveds. You can talk with me at any time. I may not always get you out of a situation, but I will help you through it. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and sound mind. Do not look back. You cannot change the past. Look ahead instead of behind you, and walk courageously through the doors that I have opened for you. Do not become discouraged by the doors that have closed. When times become difficult, the challenges you face are there to help you to grow and become stronger. And no matter what is going on, stay in a state of peace, knowing that I am with you. Become a blessing to others daily. And please, let your light shine brightly. Remember, love is patient and it is kind. And as you allow me to walk with you, my presence shines brightly upon you. Nothing can separate you from my love. My love for you is eternal. It has no beginning nor an end. Choose love in every instance and in every circumstance. And most of all, let love guide you into the full experience of who you are. Only then will you have truly lived. Live a life filled with love. Beloved ones, I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you so much. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to do two things at once, and we know that that doesn't work. Okay. So here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloved ones, we know that sometimes it just doesn't seem to be working. You feel like you're doing everything that you're guided to do. You're releasing everything that you're guided to release. But when you look at your life, it just doesn't seem to be any different. And we want you to realize that part of that is because of your beliefs. Because you believe that it has to be something different in the world before the difference can be in your life. And so often the difference starts within you. And so it's not something that you can look out and see. It's something that you can go within and feel. So if you are wondering if your life is changing, if the work that you're doing is having any effect, look within yourself. Look at how you are feeling. Compare it to how you used to feel. And we don't mean comparing in a way that shows that you are not good enough or anything like that. But we are simply meaning to compare it to the worry that you used to have, the level of fear that you used to have, the level of stress that you used to have. Have those things changed? Are they less? If they are less, then yes, it is working. And you will see the evidence out in the world, but it will start within you. So stop going out into the world looking for proof of who you are and what your life is about. Start going within. Start looking in your own heart. Start looking at your own feelings and see what has changed. And we will also bring you evidence from the world, but it will not necessarily be what you expect. You may find that someday, out of the blue, everyone is telling you that they love you. And you are asking, why is everyone telling me that they love me? I know that they love me. And it could be that you were doubting that you were loved. And so now everyone is reminding you that you are loved. We work with you in so many different ways. And sometimes you get so wrapped up in what you believe is supposed to be happening that you don't see what is already happening. So let go of your beliefs and keep letting go of them. And we do mean let go of all of them, the good ones and the bad ones. Just let them all go, because that takes you to that space where you can create in the moment whatever it is you desire in your life. And yes, it is working. You are loved, and you are changing. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. And so now we've come to the point in the show where we take questions from callers. So we have some people who've called in, and they've all pressed the number one. Oh, I'm so proud of you all. Okay, so our first caller is from area code 443. Hi.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we help you with today?
I'd just like a general message, I guess, on my spirituality.
Okay. Well, let's see what they're going to say. DC?
Yes. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome, honey. Well, the first message, of course, is to really, you've got to start to take action, okay? I feel like, you know, that you may have been procrastinating just a little bit, Okay? So this is a time to really, you know, understand what is really important to you. And, you know, and then, you know, take steps towards whatever it is that you're desiring. But I sort of feel like you have, like, you're like, into all different areas. You have so many different things going on. And you've got to narrow it down and think about, like, what you, you know, have to do first, whatever is most important. So just think about a couple things and focus on them. And then you're going to have the clarity that's necessary to really go forward, okay? And before you do, listen to what's in your heart. Ask yourself, you know, what is it, you know, that's really important to me? And you've got to decide that, you know, what is important to you is going to be important enough to take the time to work on every day, okay? And when you do, you're going to notice different thoughts that come your way, maybe a feeling comes up. And this is going to be part of the answered prayers. And then the angels are going to come in, and they're going to give you the motivation and the confidence that is needed to go forward, Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are telling you that you've got the power. You've got to claim that power, okay? Okay?
Okay.
You have this beautiful spiritual power, and, you know, you're here right now, and you're supposed to use it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to trust. You know, you've got to trust in that power. And I'm also getting, you know, like, listen to your gut. Do you ever ask yourself questions and then feel it in the gut area?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's really important, okay? And you can, you know, you can trust what you're feeling there. And this will help you to decide whether a situation is good or even whether a person, you know, is good or is telling the truth. So you've got to use that, you know, you've got to use that intuition. And sometimes, you know, it may not have the most wonderful, you know, feeling when you do that. But you'll be guided, you know, to really to speak up for yourself. And I'm getting, you know, to really to connect with other people and to be able to speak your truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Mary is with you. And she's saying, you know, my beloved Kathy, she's showing me like a situation that is going on, and she's letting you know that you are stronger than you think. Okay, you can call upon her if you need help. You can call upon Jesus. You can call upon the angels, and they'll be there with you. And she's saying, please, you know, do not, you're sort of like in this space of feeling, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything, or maybe, you know, people are doing something to me. But you can't stay in that, you know, that space, because you do have this divine team that's with you, and they're going to help you to do whatever is necessary, okay? Are you getting out, like, in, you know, walking a little bit, you know, really moving around and you know, getting some exercise, Kathy?
Not as much as I should, because my foot is bothering.
Okay. Okay. So when you can, you know, that's important too, okay? And the angels want you to focus on, you know, whatever it is that really is calling to you right now, what is it that brings you joy? When you do connect whatever that is, you're going to see that you feel, you know, passionate, you're more positive, and you're given, you know, the energy and the motivation to really go in that direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever it is, whether you like to, you know, some people like to draw, some people like to write, other people, you know, they just like to listen to music. Whatever it is that, you know, is calling you right now, please, you know, do that, okay? And
okay.
Just know that the situation that Mother Mary spoke of, she's telling you that, you know, that Kathy, you're gentle, but yet you are so powerful, okay? And you have a really deep sensitivity, okay? So if, you know, if there's a situation in your life where maybe people that you surround yourself with, if this energy gets a little too harsh, okay, just, you know, trust in that and just sort of like remove yourself from that energy, okay? Because that beautiful,
mm-hmm.
sensitive nature of yours is an amazing spiritual gift. And with that gift, you could also feel the divine's presence, okay? So Mother Mary,
mm-hmm.
is saying, listen to your, you know, your gut, listen to the messages you're getting, and honor that beautiful sensitivity. And have you been setting boundaries? Because it's really important, Kathy.
Yes.
Okay. So you can be nice, but you can be, you know, lovingly assertive, okay? Do not be afraid to speak your truth, okay? Because Mother Mary and the angels, they're going to be with you while you do, okay? And when I said, you know, don't be afraid to speak your truth, I sort of feel like a little knot in my throat area, okay? Because you, there's something that you're not expressing, Kathy. What is it that you're afraid of, that you're not, like, you're not speaking your truth?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, allow Mother Mary and the angels to come in to really to help you find the courage, you know, to speak your truth and really express what you're feeling honestly and clearly, okay? And trust that, like I said, the power that, you know, that you have, it's both loving and it's strong. It's going to heal you in the situation. And with that being said, being that you don't know, like, what the situation is, that you're not expressing yourself and speaking your truth, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, okay, Kathy?
Okay.
And you have a very blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy. Let me see what I'm getting about. Okay, so we're going to do some statements to your innate body, and I personally consider this kind of your spiritual consciousness. And when you're doing the statements to this part of you, you are letting it know what it is that you want and what you don't want, so that these changes can happen in your mind, in your subconscious, and wherever it needs to happen. So I make a statement, and then you repeat the statement out loud, because it's important for your innate body to know that you are talking to it and that you mean what you are saying. Does all
okay.
that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dear innate, I understand what is important.
I understand what is important.
Okay, you need to say, dear innate, so it knows you're talking to it.
Dear innate, I understand what is important.
Dear innate, I release the confusion.
Dear innate, I release the confusion.
Dear innate, I have clarity.
Dear innate, I have clarity.
Take a nice deep breath. I can feel your energy is moving and shifting. And how does that feel to you?
Good.
So what is it that's important to you?
Wanting to retire, but just haven't made up my mind yet.
And what is it that you're afraid of about retiring?
Not having enough.
Yeah. That's the reason why you haven't made the decision, because a part of you says that if you did it, you wouldn't have enough. And so you don't want to do it because you don't want to have to go through enough. All right.
Right.
So let's make these statements. Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I have enough.
Dear innate, I have enough.
Dear innate, God always provides for me.
Dear innate, God always provides for me.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the struggle.
Dear innate, I release the struggle.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
That feels good.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else we need to clear out, and then you can hear what Jesus wants to say. Okay. Dear Innate, I release not being good enough.
Dear Innate, I release not being good enough.
Okay, there's a bunch of stuff connected with that. Let's see.
We'll be here all day.
Dear Innate, I release the ancestral connections to not being good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the ancestral connections of not being good enough.
Okay. Ooh, boy, that went back through a lot of people.
I bet it did.
Yeah. Okay, how do you feel?
Great.
So now think about retiring, and you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. So here's what Jesus wants to say to you now. My beloved, stop putting your life on hold. You've been doing that for a long time. You tend to overthink. You know what it is that you want. You've always known what it was that you want. You're one of those people who knows themselves on a very deep level. You always know what it is that you want. But you don't usually let yourself do it, have it, be it, because you tend to think about it and think about it and think about it. It's like you are making sure that you are prepared for everything that could possibly happen. And we want you to know that you don't need to do that. If you are being in the energy of trusting, trusting in your guidance, trusting in the Creator, trusting in whatever it is that you believe in. If you are in the energy of trusting, then you don't need to think and think and think. You can just be. You can be that wonderfully retired and financially stable individual that you are. You can be whatever you desire. You can start down the path of creating that beautiful new life that you want to experience. You are opening up more and more to your connections, to your spirituality, to who you are becoming. Embrace that and move forward on your path. There is nothing in your way except for you. So stop thinking and start being. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
He told me, okay. maybe I'll finally get it now.
Well, if not, you know, call back in and he'll tell you again. It's okay.
That's right. Right, until I get it through my thick head. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hold on. I'm waiting for my computer to do what I tell it to do. Okay, there we go.
Well, you know what?
And our next...
You know, Barbara,
oh, go ahead.
We have Joan Rivers. We have Joan Rivers with us, and she's telling everyone... Call into Morning with Jesus. Don't worry about the house. She's saying, I hated housework. You make the bed, you do the dishes, and 6 months later, you still have to do it all over again. So forget about it. She's saying, just call into Morning with Jesus. It's a better use of your time.
I agree with her. in six months.
Me
it just
too.
Gets, it's just too often, I tell you. Okay, our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, Barbara. Hey, DC. How you doing? It's Tim from New York. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Tim. Great to
how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a week since we last spoke. I've been I've been embodying some of the things we spoke about, some tips I got from you, doing my little gratitude journal, doing a little meditations at night and morning. I have a potential opportunity to be a part of a tow truck company. I know nothing about being a tow truck company, but it's with a group of friends and my wife. I was wondering if you saw any if this being successful, if it's actually getting off the ground.
Okay, well, Tim, I got a thumbs up from the angels when you asked that question. Angels gave me a thumbs up to give to you, okay? You've got to just, you know, you've got to watch your thoughts and everything, and, you know, you've got to realize that you can do this, okay? So you have the ability to do whatever you want to do, and this is the time to really focus on what you are wanting, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, you've got some important decisions that you have to make. Think about them, you know, and then you've got to decide. It's time to really start planning for your future. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you have the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do. And you have, like, so many angels and everything, like, with you at this time. Oh, my goodness. I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to count them. It's crazy. But you've got such a, like, a major divine team with you. Okay? But this is the time that you've got to, like I said, you've got to sit and think about things. You've got to be clear about what it is that you are wanting, you know, for yourself. And maybe like others as well, you know, other people that are in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just, you know, go within and, you know, feel what you're feeling. And then have maybe a heart-to-heart conversation with, you know, the other ones that are around you. And just be honest. And once you really, you know, decide, you're going to see how things, you know, are going to manifest for you. Okay? So it's really important that you have, you know, you've got to think about what it is you're wanting. But just so you do know, this is a time that you're supposed to do something different. It's a positive time in regard to, you know, career changes. So it's in alignment with what you're, you know, what you are asking. And it's on the horizon, okay? So if it's something that you feel that, you know, that you want to do right now, go for it, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, and, you know, this is time for new adventures, and it's really going to be amazing. So just focus on what you're wanting and desiring, and expect, you know, big things to happen around you. Okay, and I just see, like, you know, in the middle of your heart, I see this big, beautiful lotus flower, and it's opening up. Okay, so with that being said, I'm getting, like, you know, like, the tow truck business is great, but I'm also feeling there's something within you that maybe, like, on the side that has to do with your creativity. Okay? I don't know, you know, what you're, you know, creatively into, but I'm getting, you know, on the side you can make a little bit extra money and connect with things that you love, and I'm getting, like, doors will open for you. But everything is improving for you, so there's really nothing to worry about.
That's great to
okay?
Hear.
Yep. Just trust that, you know, Jesus is with you, Mother Mary and the angels, and they're saying, Tim, there's so much, you know, so much good coming your way. You have no idea, like all the, you know, all the amazing things that are headed your way. You've got to have faith, and you've got to trust, and just, you know, like relax. I don't know if others have told you this, but you're like an amazing person. You have a very magnetic personality. And then Ginger showed me this, like, massive magnet. Like, you attract others to you, and you attract all these beautiful opportunities. So this is, like, a really great time. Just enjoy it. And like I said, you know, if you want, like, the tow truck business is going to be, it's going to be great, you know. But I also feel there's going to be something on the side that really connects with your passion.
Okay. And that's what I was looking for, actually. I was hoping that soap truck business would just be a side thing, and then I could get
something. Well, it's a way to make money. But your passion, like I said, whatever it is that you're passionate about, don't give up on, because that's there as well, okay?
Okay.
And just, I'm getting like there's so much around you. It's coming from all directions. And just know that you are worthy of whatever it is that you are truly desiring, okay?
Okay.
So just, open up to all the good that's coming your way, and you're going to be amazed, by what you're seeing. So I'm just, I'm in awe, and I see so many different, people around you. You have Michael Jackson, he's stepping forward. And he's just saying, that he'll be with you. He's going to help you to search for your star, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, he believes in you, and he wants you to believe in yourself, okay? And he wants you to start by being happy that you're here and happy that you are who you are, okay?
Okay.
So Michael is with you, and he wants to help you to connect with your dreams. He's saying, Tim, dream your dreams, see them, believe them, and let's go. He's saying, let's make them happen. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you, DC. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Tim. We're going to do some of those wonderful innate statements because there's some stuff you need to get out of your way. So, repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
I release the fear.
No, dear innate, I release
dear
the
innate,
fear.
I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the uncertainty.
Dear innate, I release the uncertainty.
Dear innate, I release the need to play small.
Dear innate, I release the need to play small.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I know that I can do it.
Dear innate, I know that I can do it.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, so one of the things that your guidance is saying is that make sure that you don't let this new venture take away your what you're actually here for. It's like
okay.
This can become a huge distraction that actually keeps you from being you. So don't let it become more important than your own evolution.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Because this tow truck thing is—it's really not your main focus. It's really insignificant in your life. And I know that when you're starting a new business, you're thinking, "Oh my gosh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that, and this is going to be so wonderful." And they're showing me an image of a tow truck, and the tow truck looks to be about the size of a postage stamp, while you look to be about the size of the Empire State Building. So as far as significance goes, it would seem that there's a lot more for you than there is for the tow truck, okay?
I got you.
All right. Let's see if there's anything else I'm supposed to help you let go of. Okay, dear innate, even though I don't know how, I am successful.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I am successful.
Okay, hold on. There's a bunch of stuff moving now. Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I don't need to know how.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I don't need to know how.
Okay. All right. So, here is your message from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
My beloved, the important thing about this, the important thing about everything in your life is for you to not forget you. And we know we've told you this, and we've had the others tell you this, and you hear it over and over, and this is because it's the truth. Because what you want to create with your life, what you really are envisioning, is you living your magnificence. You being you in every moment, you having an impact on other people, bringing joy into their lives, into their hearts, by being who you are. It's not a matter of finding the perfect job, the perfect occupation, the perfect anything. It's all about you being you. And so no matter what you are doing, you need to make sure that you are being honest with yourself, that you are allowing yourself to flow in your life, to say the things that resonate with your heart, to be the person who is this beautiful light to others. That is what you are here for. So no matter what you are doing, don't forget you. Don't ever forget you. You are loved, and you are a light unto this world. Be yourself. That is all you ever need to be. Okay, that's what he wanted you to know.
But thank you so much, ladies. Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
You too, Tim. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 336. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dale.
You say Dale?
Yes, D-E-L, Dale.
Okay. And what can we do for you today?
Well, I've been praying a lot on a lot of things, and one was for new beginnings and you know, spiritual beginnings and a spiritual May. And one of them, I think, came, and just want to make I just want to be sure I'm in God's will. I'm very spiritual, and this man came in my life, and I'm just praying that this is the mate, the spiritual mate that God is sending me. Just needing some encouragement and see if that did the Lord had anything to say to me, you know, about this new beginning and relationship.
Okay. Well, let's see what we're getting.
Yes. Good morning, Dale. This is Dee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, the first thing that, you know, that the angels are saying, the more that you love and approve and accept yourself, the better your life becomes. So the most important relationship you'll ever have is with you, okay? So you've got to love yourself first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's important that it starts with you. You've got to love yourself first. And we have Lucille Ball coming, you know, forward. And she's saying, Dale, you know, she's just happy that you called in. And she's saying she has an everyday religion that, you know, always worked for her. Love yourself first and everything else falls into place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, I am getting that relationship, you know, can develop into something permanent. So you've got to make sure that you're ready for love and that, like I said, you're loving you first, okay? You've got to be patient. You've got to remain optimistic. Okay, and, you know, feel the love around you, and just you've got to relax a little bit, okay? And Mother
mm-hmm.
Mary wants you to, you know, open your heart, you know, to allow her to come in and help you, okay?
Right.
With that being said, I have to ask, I just feel like, you know, there's something, she's saying mother issues. Like what, there may be something in your, you know, in your past that is sort of like maybe blocking you from really having the love that you truly do, you know, deserve. Jill, I feel like there's like heavy, like there's heaviness, like in, you know, in your heart area, and it needs to be released so that you
mm-hmm.
can have the life that you're so worthy of. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and really
okay.
help with like your issues that are still presently within your beautiful heart chakra, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay, so we're going to make some of those dear innate statements like I have with everybody else. So just
yeah.
repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release not deserving.
Dear innate, I
release not deserving.
Dear innate, I'm not deserving.
No, I release not deserving.
I release not deserving.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the need to be my mother.
Dear innate, I release to be my mother.
Dear innate, I release my past.
Dear Renee, I release my past.
Dear Renee, I release the fear.
Dear Renee, I release the fear.
Dear Renee, I release the uncertainty.
Dear Renee, I release the uncertainty.
Dear Renee, I deserve love.
Dear Renee, I deserve love.
Take a nice, deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels better.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a part of you that feels that you need to be this good little Southern girl. That's the phrasing
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And that's no longer true. So, I release being a good little Southern girl.
Renee, I release being a good little Southern girl.
Okay. And take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Okay, how does that feel?
Feels good.
All right, so here is what Jesus wants to say now that you've let this stuff go. My beloved, first of all, I want you to know that you are always living the will of God. You see, God wants you to be happy. God wants you to enjoy your life. God wants you to have love and prosperity and everything that you desire. There is nothing that you desire that God says, well, no, she's not quite up to that. God wants you to be happy. And you have asked to find someone to come into your life so that you can have a relationship. And God is giving you someone that you can experience that with. Now, whether or not this relationship works out perfectly is up to you and the person involved in the relationship. Notice what they bring up in you. Notice if they make you feel good or if they make you feel afraid. This is all about you learning what's important to you, learning how to accept what is important to you, learning how to live what is important to you. This person did not come into your life to fix your life. There's nothing wrong with your life. It doesn't need to be fixed. But they will show you things about yourself, about your beliefs, about what is possible. Notice what they are showing you. Do not make the decision, okay, God has sent me this person. This is the person that I must live with no matter what. Because that is not what God does. God is always giving you options. There is not just one person who is right for you in the world. There are many, many different choices that you can make. So notice what this person is showing you. Because they are showing you things about you, about what you believe. And you are not here to be the submissive little woman for anyone. That is not you. And if that is what this person is bringing out in you, then they are showing you what you need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And feel free to use those dear innate statements to let go. And if you need to say, dear innate, I release this person from my life, then do that. Because you are going to be gifted with whatever you need. And sometimes what you need is just to be aware of what you believe so that you can let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So it is up to you what you create in your life. Notice what you feel. Always. Notice what you feel and do not push it aside and do not say, oh, it is insignificant, it is going to go away, I don't really feel this way. Notice what you feel and then decide if that is really what you want to feel. And if it's not, then change it.
Mm-hmm.
You are more powerful than you know. And God is on your side. It's time for you. You are loved. Be that love. And don't be afraid to let go.
Okay.
And that's what he wanted to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
really
welcome.
Helped me today. It really did. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you both.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, we do have two more callers, but they did not press one to raise their hand. We have 6 minutes left, so if you wanted to ask a question, you could press one and raise your hand, but I'm not forcing you to. I'm just letting you know. Okay, DC, any finishing messages or anything?
I just enjoyed today thoroughly, and I've been trying to be good, Barbara, and trying to, like, watch what I eat. And Lucille Ball came in, and she said, you know, I was dieting for 2 weeks. All I lost was 2 weeks. I always have a vision of you and I as Lucy and Ethel. Oh, my goodness. There's the conveyor belt. Here comes the chocolates. And I'm stuffing them down my shirt, and we have them in our mouth. They're coming out of our mouth. It's hysterical. I don't know why they always show me that, but I always see the two of us, Lucy and Ethel. Oh, my goodness.
Uh, Okay, well, I guess they're
saying
also
that,
reminding
it
us
is
not
healed.
To overindulge chocolate, huh?
Well, and she's just like, you know, like just, she's showing us even like, you know, but all the, you know, like laughing and everything, how healing it can be as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, laughter is healing, yeah. So it's beautiful.
Wonderful.
And she's
well,
just asking like questions or thinking, and they're afraid to ask questions. She's saying, you know, guys, just, you know, sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it, you know. And I've heard that before from Spirit, you know, fake it till you make it, you know. So, in other words, believe, you know, like see yourself as the person that you want to be, you know, and it
yeah.
really does help. It truly does.
Great.
Now I have a vision of Lucy and Ethel. They're standing. They're looking upwards. They're trying to envision who they want to be.
Oh,
my goodness.
So many choices.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And I've been babysitting a lot, Barbara. I have two of my grandchildren here. I was amongst four of them during the weekend. Out of the six, and the seventh is coming either late August or early September. And I got, you know, raising kids is part joy and part guerrilla warfare.
That's true.
It is. It really is. And it feels like that, too. Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
Funny.
And the beautiful thing about this is that they're grandchildren, so you can give them back to their parents.
That's the best of it. It is. That's the best of it. Spoil them, you know, give them whatever they want to eat and, you know, sugar them up and then send them home.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, then I think we are done for today.
Awesome. I think we've done our job. We've done it well.
I think so, too. So we will be back on Thursday, and we invite everyone to come and join us and to ask those questions that you have of your guides, of Jesus, of the angels, so that you can move forward with your life. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Everyone.